Welcome to your Sunday Reader, a joint podcast of St. Mary Parish and WorkingToBeatHell.org. Today, we'll be discussing the readings for the third Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the book of the prophet Nehemiah. Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly, which consisted of men, women, and those children old enough to understand. Standing at one end of the open place that was before the water gate, he read out of the book from daybreak till midday, in the presence of the men, the women, and all those children old enough to understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on a wooden platform that had been made for the occasion. He opened the scroll, so that all people might see it, for he was standing higher up than any of the people, and as he opened it, all the people rose. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people, their hands raised high, answered, Amen, Amen. They bowed down and prostrated themselves before the Lord, their faces to the ground. Ezra read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read. Then Nehemiah, that is, His Excellency, and Ezra the priest-scribe, and the Levites who were instructing the people, said to all the people, Today is holy to the Lord your God. Do not be sad, do not weep. For all the people were weeping as they heard the words of the law. He said further, Go, eat rich foods and drink sweet drinks, and allot the portions to those who had nothing prepared, for today is holy to our Lord. Do not be saddened by this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Let the words of my mouth and the thought of my heart find favor before you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, as a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons. And we were given to drink of one Spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. You are Christ's body, and individually parts of it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and the news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went, according to his custom, into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read, and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to begin today's podcast by apologizing to all of our listeners for the lack of a podcast last week. Some of you may know my grandfather died last week, and I was attending the funeral, and unfortunately I have all the podcasting equipment, so Don or Father Mark and nobody else were able to get the podcast out to you. And today I'm still out in Indiana, so again the mobile studio theme, and I'm alone, but I am recording a podcast for everybody, so that you can listen to the word and we can break it open together. Since I am alone, I apologize that you only have my voice this week. Anyway, I was thinking about this scripture passage today, and one of the themes that really stood out to me was the fact that the coming of the Lord so often in our culture is seen as a bad thing or some sort of an event that we should all be fearful of. And I contrast that with the opening lines from the closing lines from the first reading that says, "Do not be sad in this day, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." And I think so often we get caught up in this idea that the judgment day is going to be a horrific event where there's going to be a lot of punishment and everything, that we forget that there's also a rejoicing element to that day. Now, I don't want to minimize the fact that there will be a judgment, and certainly we will all be held accountable for our own actions, and so there is a certain need of repentance from all of us. But we must also think of this as a great day when we can be ultimately forgiven and cleansed of every one of our sins, and that we will be forgiven by God and welcomed into his company, welcomed into his eternal life. And I think that's the hope that all of us share as Catholic Christians, is that we might share in that eternal life. The gospel today, you hear Jesus say that the message that he's proclaiming is liberty to captives. And we're all captives to this element of sin and death, as I often call it, the deep, deep yogurt of sin and death. And he claims that he will give sight to the blind. And again, this will help us to see all those areas of our lives where we've failed and give us the ability to offer that perfect contrition. He's going to let the oppressed go free. And that's another great image that we have, because all of us are oppressed by some things in this world. We're all burdened by our lives. It can be burdened by our own bodies as they start to fail as we get older. We're burdened by the pressures of our society, burdened by the constrictions that we have, the restrictions that we have, our time, our money, all those sort of things. And Christ is going to come, and he's going to let our oppressions, he's going to release us from our oppressions and let us go free. And all of this is to proclaim what he says is a year acceptable to the Lord. And I think that that's a great, great image that we have, that Christ is going to come, and all these things that prevent us from fully living a true Christian life are going to be removed. We're going to be released from those things so that we can truly be at peace with the Lord. And that's all I'm going to say for today. It's going to be a short podcast, I know. And hopefully next week I'll be back with my co-host Don, and maybe we'll have a guest or two on the podcast. Again, I apologize for last week not having one, but I do wish you many, many blessings, and I thank those of you who have sent me letters of condolence and everything. I really do appreciate that, and that means so much to me. We'll see you next week on your Sunday Reader. God bless.